Stains upon the mirror surface. An Archive 81 fan fiction, written by Koshai B, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up, and features Dan and Mark. It's strange. Dan's back the way he was, more or less. The way he was before Rat shuffled around his insides, constructing Dan as he saw fit to the tune of the city. Perhaps it was how Rat saw him. Dan knows the man only saw him in the tapes, in the narrative, soon together, to be appealing more than it was real. Dan could laugh. He's spent enough time ranting to Mark about all the movies supposedly based on a true story. It seems his friend took something of it to heart. Not that Dan could complain, after everything. He's back the way he was, save for a few scars, seemingly unavoidable, even for a magical surgery that changed him again. Changed him back. He thinks that might be the point. Magic. It is all about life. About pure emotion and genuine enjoyment of music, and about the visceral physicality of violence and flesh and blood. But it is also about symbols. Dan knows which he prefers. He thinks he'd rather remain ignorant of anything and everything fantastical for the rest of his life. He thinks that he's changed enough, experienced enough to know that now, in a way that he was so sure he needed to just find out what happened to Visser before. Dan hasn't touched magic, not really, but it doesn't mean he doesn't know when he hit his limit. Except, Dan was just as certain before, and look where it got him. He traces the reflection of his scars, drags his fingers firmly over the mirror, leaving a greasy stain on the glass in his wake, distorting his own reflection. Or maybe scarring the glass just the same as he is, marking his reflection. Dan wonders if the jagged, raised lines and the thin, discolored marks are just as ephemeral in the long run. There are a trace of Mark Drauman's efforts to bring him back to this reality. It would take at least as much effort to erase. But Rat has put so much passion and effort into remaking Dan in the first place. And yet Drauman found a way to undo that. Not all the way. Dan thinks he had been so foolish to think something like that could be undone. But it is enough. He thinks it is enough. It doesn't matter that when Dan closes his eyes, he can still almost feel the cold of metal pressed against raw flesh, that he can still hear the whirring of that tape recording everything he does echoing in his body in a way a heartbeat should. Still struggles to eat a whole meal without gagging, and yet inexplicably never finds himself lacking energy, not in the same way he should. Dan likes to think that he is the way he was before the city, with its ethereal, inescapable music, with its strange, captivating landscapes, with its tempting mystery and terror. The way he was before even taking that archival job. In a sense, he supposes he is. One skill he has learned through it all is to stop lying to himself, to keep awareness of what he is and what he wants, and most crucially of all, why. It is a good habit. Dan can't stop thinking about how much of himself he's lost, about how that change is far deeper than a recorder in his chest, a metallic arm. He doesn't know if he should be scared or if there's no need to worry that he's not. Dan's entirely focused on the mirror in front of him. It is no surprise when Draman pulls him into their arms. He still startles at the touch. It's electric. All he sees in the reflection is Mark's smiling face. It is a soft smile. It is a concerned one. It is both and neither at the same time. And then it shatters into sharp, falling glass. Are you all right, Dan? They ask, looking intently at the way Dan's fingers move over the stained surface of the mirror, tracing it over and over and over again. Dan can't bring himself to touch his own body. Maybe it's because he hates what it is now. Maybe because he's afraid that touching would make it more real, or that it would shatter the illusion as easily as he can break the mirror in front of him. But a reflection adds a layer of abstraction, like a recording, or a photograph, or a sketch. An afterimage, a captured moment, a model, but not him. Mark would understand, and so does Draman. It's good, because Dan isn't sure he can say it aloud. Words, sounds, they make everything more real than even the touch does. Dan might wish he never got involved in anything fantastical. For his own sake, for Mark's, for everyone who got affected by it. Or he might not. He meant the words he said to Nicholas, at the very least. But he hasn't and wouldn't say anything to Chris about her choice. All the same, Dan can't help the fact that he already is. Magic isn't something one can escape so easily. If you had the chance to be Mark again, would you? He asks instead. It isn't quite the correct question. Draman isn't entirely Mark, but they're not entirely not him either. Dan might feel bad for it with anything else, but he knew that Draman would understand what he means. It's what they mean, too, when they talk about themselves and their change. Not if that means I can't have you by my side anymore, Draman tells him, their hold tightening minutely, until Dan thinks their skin melts together. That's the easy answer. And if it doesn't? Draman's hum is a melody that spreads over Dan's skin. Everywhere they touch vibrates with it. Touch felt so intimate between them before, but now it's near overwhelming in how close Dan feels Draman against him, in him, unconstrained by human form. Or perhaps both of them are now. Dan can't be sure. I don't think so. Everyone changes sooner or later, don't they? Not everyone as drastically, but that doesn't mean no one. And besides, the smile that isn't there anymore grows fond. Dan isn't sure who it is directed at. Perhaps both of them. I like being me. Would you miss it if you didn't have a choice? Yes. Draman tells him easily. Don't you? It's the question that haunts Dan. He isn't sure he can answer it truthfully. It should be all right that he doesn't. Dan knows it's all right. He isn't sure he can believe it. I don't know. Perhaps, like this, he can try. The end. Thank you for listening.